The woods are lovely, dark, and deep. But I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. The words of the poet Robert Frost are clearly appropriate as we celebrate and salute the urgency and the passion of the life of William Donald Schaefer. Before I say anything, let me simply thank Lainey Lebo Sachs for all that she has done, much that we were aware of and much that we were not, to make his final days as comfortable as possible. When I went to visit him at St. Agnes a month or so ago on a not-so-good day for him, and he was not seeing patients or seeing visitors, Lainey was there. And when I called the evening before his death, late at night, to see how he was getting through the night, Lainey was there. So you are, in fact, the daughter that he never had. And for that, all of us thank you and express our sincere appreciation for what you meant to him. You were always there for him. He was always there for you. I also want to say thanks to Gene Rayner, Joan Baresca, Mark Wasserman, Bishop Robinson, Sandy Hillman, Dean Kinderdine, Bob Douglas, Mike Golden, Nancy Grasmick, Sally Michaels, and so many others, an endless list of people that made up his teams that served him well and made him look better than he was. I do know that Will Hackerman and Mike Schaefer, you had a special bond with him, and I do know that he appreciated that so much. You know, it was the great sports writer Garland Rice who immortalized the phrase that when the great scorer of life comes to write against your name, he writes not whether you won or lost, but how you played the game. Perhaps it is fitting that on the scroll of life, when we get to the name William Donald Schaefer, that we pause and insert these words: he played real hard, and he made a real difference. And it's no secret that as someone else who played the game hard, he and I oftentimes were on different sides of the ball. No one irritated me more than him, and no one irritated him more than me. Well, maybe Paris Glendening. For those of you who've been around a while, you remember that those Schaefer and Mfume battles were legendary. He refused to call me Councilman Mfume. Instead, he called me Councilman Muffin. And I refused to say Mayor Schaefer. For 7 years, I said Mayor So What. To say they were knockdown, drag-out battles would really be to understate the fact. But it was, as Senator Mikulski said in 1986, when she got elected, I got elected to the Congress, and the mayor got elected to become governor, that he and I realized that we probably needed to work with each other to find a way to help each other to get things done. If either of us were going to have any modicum of success, that the real warring had to end. And so, at his suggestion, we met 7:30 one morning in a small hotel cafe off of 295 between Baltimore and Washington in an effort to talk about burying the hatchet. And we both agreed that if it didn't work, well, at least no one would ever see us meeting there and could ever think that we were friends. And it was, in fact, our first civil conversation since he swore me in to the city council in 1979. 7 years had passed. But never in my life have I had a more formidable foe, nor one that I would come to know, respect, admire, and revere as I did him.